Green Bay and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special
ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard. A pandemic-era immigration policy known as Title 42 no longer in effect after it expired Thursday night.
There was no siren sounded or whistle blown when Title 42 went away. Here at border fence gate 40 just outside El Paso, nothing really changed at midnight Eastern time. The gate is open, but Texas State Troopers and Border Patrol agents are keeping people from passing through to the U.S. side. Officials on both sides of the border anticipate a surge in asylum seekers, many of whom think that the end of Title 42 means the end of deportation altogether. It does not. Jim Ryan, ABC News, along the border fence near El Paso.
Manhattan prosecutors say they'll charge an ex-Marine seen on viral video putting a homeless man in a fatal chokehold with second-degree manslaughter. The Marine's attorney says he was simply defending himself. The chief suspect in the unsolved 2005 disappearance of American Natalie Holloway is poised to face charges in the U.S. after Peru agreed to extradite him. This is ABC News. Embattled Congressman George Santos back on Capitol Hill Thursday, just a day after being indicted on multiple criminal charges.
He was here to vote on a bill he co-sponsored that would crack down on one of the crimes he's now accused of committing himself, unemployment fraud. Prosecutors say Santos applied for and collected unemployment at the height of the pandemic while he was running for Congress and had a $120,000 a year job at an investment firm.
Did you file for unemployment benefits while you had a job?
I think we'll litigate all of that in the court of law.
Santos facing a host of other charges as well, including spending money raised to help his campaign on designer clothes and to pay off his personal debts.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Authorities in Pennsylvania say one of the two inmates who escaped from a prison in Philadelphia on Sunday has been captured. Authorities say Nasir Grant was taken into custody on Thursday by U.S. Marshals. Authorities continue to search for Amin Hurst, who's accused of killing four people. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said, sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But Ben, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But Ben.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 55. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 73. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 51. Upper 60s. Saturday turning much cooler. Sunday with highs in the upper 50s and scattered showers possible. Another look at the short range. We should dip down to around 85 overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A pandemic-era immigration policy known as Title 42 no longer in effect after it expired Thursday night.
There was no siren sounded or whistle blown when Title 42 went away. Here at border fence gate 40 just outside El Paso, nothing really changed at midnight Eastern time. The gate is open, but Texas State Troopers and Border Patrol agents are keeping people from passing through to the U.S. side. Officials on both sides of the border anticipate a surge in asylum seekers, many of whom think that the end of Title 42 means the end of deportation altogether. It does not. Jim Ryan, ABC News, along the border fence near El Paso.
Manhattan prosecutors say they'll charge an ex-Marine seen on viral video putting a homeless man in a fatal chokehold with second-degree manslaughter. The Marine's attorney says he was simply defending himself. The chief suspect in the unsolved 2005 disappearance of American Natalie Holloway is poised to face charges in the U.S. after Peru agreed to extradite him. This is ABC News.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The maximum penalties just doubled in Wisconsin for carjacking and reckless driving. Those crimes have spiked in recent years in Wisconsin's biggest cities. There's a bill to make Wisconsin's parole system more transparent. It got a hearing before a state Senate committee yesterday. Douglas Balsay, which killed his wife Johanna in 1997, he was sentenced to 80 years, but he was freed last year. Johanna's sister Karen Cannenberg says the family was caught off guard.
Who'd think that this man, after his 80-year sentence, is being released after only serving 24?
Among other things, the Republican bill would make the state parole board subject to Wisconsin's open records law. In sports, this year's NFL schedule is out. The Packers open the season at Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 55. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 73. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 51. Upper 60s. Saturday turning much cooler. Sunday with highs in the upper 50s and scattered showers possible. Another look at the short range. We should dip down to around 95 overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard.